also get out without using the barrel. That was not the bad one.
Alright, hello ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dirty Multiclassing. I am your host, Snowbird, and today you are joined by...
I am JJ.
I'm Wayne.
And basically what we do is game a lot, swear a lot, make a lot of bad jokes, and try to keep you entertained.
And drink a lot!
Yeah, we drink too. Well, one of us drinks a ton, the others drink mildly.
I mean, it's not good to talk about yourself.
Eventually we're going to have a drinking contest just to prove who drinks the most, and we're all going to regret it.
You'll regret going against me is what will happen.
Wait, what's that?
No, you're going to regret getting me drunk.
Why is there buzzing on my controller?
That too.
What is going on?
Well, that's called a
DualShock. DualShock controller.
I know what a DualShock controller is. Asshole.
For contextual clues, before we dive into the weird conversations we have, today our game of choice, and by our I mean JJ and Wayne, they are playing Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 for the PS2, because you like the classics.
Yep.
It's a solid game.
Most definitely. I am JJ. I am currently playing as Alessia, the cleric, and she's actually more like a battle cleric than anything. I'm got her wielding a fucking great axe.
And she's also a dyke.
Okay, John, going by... You know what? I get one for that. That was on me.
If they were going to look it up anyway, they'd probably find it.
But that being said, in all fairness, most clerics in Forgotten Realms are actually battle clerics. Like, not a lot of them.
And now
it's
pussy
ass bullshit.
Oh.
Really?
As far as the dyke thing goes, I don't know what their religion allows for, so I'm not going to judge, but...
No, okay, so...
I don't know if D&D religions have that much issue with,
LGBT. Okay, so DM, do I have to take an alignment change if I want to be a lesbian? I think that's chaotic evil class, actually.
Oh, no, sweetie. That's chaotic sexy.
No, okay. By the way, my name's Wayne. Actually, it's my nickname. I am playing as the barbarian.
Awesome.
I like the barbarian because I'm swinging two great axes around like there's nobody bitches.
Anybody remembers playing Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2, the barbarian's name is Dorn.
My name's Dorn.
It's like Darn, but
Dorn. It's
Dorn. Because he's a barbarian, he's an idiot.
Well, see, okay, here's the thing, like, you take the word Darn, and you take the word Dor, and he thought, hey, I really like both of those words, I'm just going to combine them into one.
Seems like the perfect logic for somebody named Wayne. I'll pass. We already had that conversation in the last episode. And believe me, you don't want what I'm passing around.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, ladies.
Mr. Chlamydia.
Syphilis, thank you. JJ was Mr. Chlamydia.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're just a great bulletin board for ourselves for all the single ladies.
If you're sexy and you know it, clap your hands. Here, do you want to port back to the level?
For future notice, if we ever become super popular podcast gods, we are not currently hosting those particular diseases. The only diseases we host are way too old.
AIDS
speaking.
We host AIDS.
Everybody's got
AIDS. We can't afford AIDS yet.
Oh yeah, that's right. We gotta work up to that.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to the AIDS point yet. When we don't even get AIDS right off the bat, we get it.
What is this one do too?
I don't know.
That's the upper laboratory?
Yeah, I think that's where we need to go, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. There we go, we found it! Right now we are currently running away from,
Luvia Bloodmire's Manor.
Yeah, where she just gets...
Oh, go!
Oh, God, Jesus fucking Christ!
You got me killed, you idiot!
What the hell happened there?
Stupidity.
Sorry, we just got...
You just got me hurt.
No, I did not.
Yeah, there was no
run
we
past
there,
the safe
sir.
Point. Run past the save point.
There was no we there, sir.
Okay.
There was no we like 2012.
Okay, if anybody remembers, it was Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2, Luvia Bloodmire's Banner. She's making all sorts of abominations and stuff. And whenever you defeat all of them, she's like, how dare you? Because those are my babies, and I'm a freaking weirdo. So,
just judgy, aren't we?
Right? So,
about you know,
she
you
releases
know you
poisonous.
Go on the far side of that.
Oh, what the frick?
You're in combat.
Just get out. Just get out. Just go.
Let's fuck
the other way.
God, I cannot wait till we're video and recording.
I instantly regret picking the cleric.
I'm pretty sure the cleric's the one supposed to be doing the healing, not the other way around. Wait, I thought clerics were supposed to be immune to disease and shit.
I have a perk that allows for that. I was just dumb and didn't take it.
Yeah, you were dumb.
Okay.
Jump! I am jumping!
Jump! Jump!
Jump!
Jump! Jump! Jump! Jump! Jump!
What the frick was that old 90s crap?
Pretty sure you were not getting that reference right at all. I'm just going to tell you that straight up.
I didn't get the reference back then whenever it was a thing.
Well, you were like 8, so I would hope not.
I'm still like 8, so yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we're playing a fucking PS2 game in 2018 on Monday. Yeah, we're really adults.
Drinking at noon.
Wait, hold on.
Day drinking! Yeah! We've got our shit together! Secretly, we don't. We just like they do.
No, like, I don't really have nothing together. I mean, I'm sitting here in pajama pants.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yours is like pajama shorts.
It's hot.
What the frick? Did you see what just happened? My dead body just appeared inside, like, the upper level and just collapsed. It was like, oh, wait, I'm dead. Hang on.
Yeah, like the body like found its own weight and just blew through the roof.
I got this.
Are you going to be in combat again? Please be in combat again.
Gah!
Oh, no.
Yeah! You know, I did pretty good with surviving through all that.
You walked through a poisonous room, like, without any enemies because we killed them all.
So, wait, not trying to be that guy. So, you and your lady just had sex for
Check
the first time.
Check it out! Time. It's a, yeah.
Was that the first time in, like, a long time? Or, I mean, what was the stretch there on that?
The stretch there was about 4 months.
About the same amount of time as you with another lady?
You know, he's not wrong. Actually, he's really wrong. He doesn't know what I bring into the house.
What is with the attacks?
I'm not attacking. I was legitimately curious. Like, we had that conversation not on the podcast. Like, I was legitimately curious if that was the first time in a long time or if there had been times before that.
Oh, like, no. Like, it was about 4 months. Kind of
sick. I care. I was actually, like, legitimately invested in your well-being.
You were
gonna be an asshole about it.
Yes. I am invested to get you laid. How does one accomplish this? Well, what do you mean? I'm just a regular guy. No, actually, you're a fugly retard, and I'm going to help you get laid.
I literally just quoted the plot of Hitch. Like,
yeah.
I look black enough to be Will Smith, homeboy? I walk outside, and cars on Battlefield get glare.
We're gonna, like, give away our exact location just by fucking references within the first 2 podcasts.
Well, we are in the United States.
We'll give you a hint. We're somewhere between Alabama and Hawaii.
You picked a great one. You should have picked New York and fucking Hawaii, you derp.
I was trying to think of one farther down the alphabet, and I'm too tired to remember it.
I gotta go again. I'm sorry, guys.
Alabama and what, New Zealand?
New Zealand's not a fucking state.
New Mexico.
There we go. No, I want to go lower down the alphabet than fucking N.
Wyoming. Like,
yeah, we live in an M state between fucking A and N. Gee, that narrows it the fuck down. Rhode Island, there we go. We live in a state somewhere between, not geographically, but alphabetically, somewhere between
Alabama and
Rhode Island.
We're doing so well.
Well, we're not supposed to be. We have to start doing well once people actually give a damn about this.
Oh, jeez.
So, our friend Wayne is currently going through some trials and tribulations. That's why we're here day drinking on a Monday. It boosts his self-esteem to think he's actually, you know, being productive. Both of us, me and JJ, Snowbird and JJ, have no illusions that this is not productive at all. But we don't care. Because it's our day off, so fuck it.
I mean, I'm already carrying his ass most of the way through the video game, so...
And I'm carrying these two through the podcast, so it all works out.
Truth hurts.
Everybody hurts. Sometimes. I'm truly one of those people where if you can't, like, if I start singing a random lyric based on a conversation, you can't jive with it, fuck off.
Okay, guys, so who wants to hear a story?
I would love to hear a story.
Okay.
Let's start with Once Upon a Time.
No, but this one starts...
In New Mexico?
I just taught... No.
You're really going to reference that podcast now?
No.
For like
48 okay,
hours.
No, I'm just going
to
say
love
this
you,
now.
Achievement Hunter,
okay.
We love you. We are not copywriting.
So,
I promise.
All right. So here's the issue. I just talked to my future mother-in-law, right? Like,
So this is Dee's mother.
Yeah, this
okay.
is Dee's
mother. Just making
mother.
Sure I had it.
So I talked to her, and she literally asked me, she's like, well, why isn't Deanna picking up her phone or anything? I'm kind of worried. Well, the reason would be she is working. So it was kind of like one of those things, and she's like, oh, okay, well, hey, I love you. I'm like, I love you too, even though I really don't love her because she's kind of a bitch. I'm saying it now.
Well, we need to make sure that none of us get found out.
Yeah, like, no, we gotta be serious, especially with me, because, like, the family would get me.
Nana Wade's gonna come back with a fucking vengeance.
Oh, now we get to do the kidnappings.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I kind of get that. Like, I've had one mother-in-law figure, like, soon-to-be mother-in-law figure that I've actually liked. But she was crazy, so I really, like, couldn't get down with it.
There we go. Oh, I leveled too.
Yay.
Oh, of course you get to level first. Ah! But anyway, so yeah, so I had a long conversation with my mother-in-law about why Deanna wasn't picking up her phone. That was the conversation.
That was literally what you just can't.
Yeah, I thought she was calling me until I saw him see us, because unfortunately this morning I took my child, who is 6 now, I took her to school like 20 minutes late.
Yeah, you bitch.
And this is one of the only times I've ever had to take her to school. So,
you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. I was not ready at all. So.
No, he wasn't ready.
You don't want me playing with rattly shit in front of a podcast.
are you about done?
I just got started, man. What are you doing?
I don't know. I can't level the same time. But I did level this time the same time as you.
Yes, you did. Because you got him killed.
What? I did not get him killed.
Randomly into a fucking poison cloud.
Yeah, we spawned into a fucking poisonous cloud.
And what was the first thing I said? Move, bitch!
I was trying to move, but I couldn't. And then you died, and I got away.
I'd rather watch you guys game than me play.
By this point in time?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I mean, for me right now, if I tried to jump in now, it'd be completely oblivious to anything.
It's pointless.
But no, hey, you know, if y'all want to see us audio and video record both, you should donate.
Yeah, send us money.
Donate!
Or leave an email in the description.
We're gonna need to... How are we going to do that? Are we going to do PayPal? Are we going to do Patreon? What are we going to do? If we're going to do gaming, do we want to go to Game List?
Do you have to pay for Patreon to be in Patreon, or do you just have to collect money in Patreon?
I have no idea. I mean,
I think they're going to go with PayPal.
I think they just take a percentage or something.
I'll do without that. Let's set up a Patreon. It'll be bad.
Okay.
I'll make a Patreon and then put the link into it in the third episode. You can start on anything.
Podcast 1, Podcast 2, both completely free of charge. You're welcome. Podcast 3, we're going to figure this shit out. Trying to get some money on this.
Yeah, but it should go without saying. If you've heard our first podcast, which we started recording halfway through because I'm an idiot and can figure out an app on a phone, which, by the way, again, if you'd like to hear this in better quality and see what we're gaming on, send us money, because right now we're recording this on a phone app. So you're getting the audio from a phone.
But hey, that means...
It's a nice phone, but it's still a phone.
So that means whenever we do get big, that means you followed us from the very beginning, and we will send you a chocolate.
A chocolate?
Yes.
We will send you one chocolate.
I mean, you know, the more you fund us, the more merch becomes possible.
I'm pretty sure that we can get away with, like, making at least stickers or something.
No,
like,
wait, how about t-shirts?
No, I think stickers are easier.
Stickers is much easier.
T-shirts are expensive. Stickers, like, slash.
Yeah, but dirty multi-classing. Like, imagine. Dirty multi-classing on the front, right?
I just get
on the back.
Like, sword-shaped, like, phallus.
No. On the back. On the very back is, like, three people. I'm not saying they're male. I'm not saying they're female. But three guys. Okay, yeah.
I'm not saying they're female. But three guys with penises. Wave it around, not now.
And they were each holding, like, a sword. right? Well, except mine is the bigger and better one, because, well...
Well, we're multi-classing, so, I mean, I feel like one of us should have a sword, one of us should have a staff, one of us should have, you know...
A dagger.
A bow or a dagger or some shit.
I think a dagger would be funnier.
Okay, question. Are these going to have phallic images on the ends of these?
Absolutely, the hilt's going to be shaped like a dagger.
Okay,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, question. For like, the logo of Dirty Multi-Classing, I put up for pros, for perspective,
I think you mean for possibility.
Just imagine this. It's literally just, like, the cartoon image of a woman, like, exposing her breast. Like, she's wearing, like, medieval-type armor. Like, she's got arm guards on. She's got, like, the tunic kind of shirt.
Sure, yeah.
And she's lowering the shirt to expose her breasts. But instead of breasts, it's two giant D20s with 20 on the front.
Oh, I like that. We have our shirt idea.
It's copyrighted, motherfuckers. Don't take it. I'm going to the patent office now. It's mine.
The patent office is going to be, like, open, and we're going to deal with that before we even post this.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But no, and then see...
Don't worry about it.
Then you can join
I'm going right now. I swear to God.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. Okay. That was very unexplained.
And now we're going to count for 20 minutes and wait for him to come back. Air quotes all around.
But no, okay, and then see one... And see, look, okay, so... And then with the t-shirt, we could send them one Hershey's Kiss.
Two. One for each D20.
Oh, one for each D20.
We'll adhesive to the D20s.
Yeah.
We'll get the shirt, it'll be like this Hershey's Kiss.
However, we cannot promise you that you will get a woman that looks like that on the t-shirt. In real life.
Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, you're almost definitely not going to get a woman that looks like that. In real life.
You know the rest of us do.
Okay.
We will, because we're doing the podcast.
Okay, well, I'll put this out there. First off, you need to level up, motherfucker.
Oh, I do. Don't I? Why didn't you tell me that?
Wisdom or charisma.
I mean, I would like to look better for the ladies.
For the ladies?
Your ladies are six and dead. We're the ones who need to look good for the ladies. You already won the game.
What game? I like how you think I won.
You're like a... You're anything.
Dude,
you're like a burly, tall, bearded man with broad fucking shoulders.
Yeah, I never got the... Okay, so...
You're a linebacker, motherfucker.
Okay, seriously, every girl I've ever dated has been super anti-six-pack, for the record.
Really?
Like, girls like a little bit of gut. Like, girls like a little bit of cuddliness.
First off, think about
actually,
like this.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of our abs are like, the girl's trying to cuddle you, and she's going,
wham, wham,
yes, hey,
wham.
You bring your brain
here's the thing, look, okay, so I saw this comedian come up once, and he talked about the dad chub, right?
Oh, I think I know what
you're saying. Yeah, anyway, he's like, look, this right here is dad chub. Like, this shows that you're comfortable where you're at. This is stability. This is what shows is the little stomach hanging off. This is a dad stomach, right? And I already have that. I've got bongo drops.
See,
that's called way too much Chick-fil-A.
That sounds awesome right now. That's probably not good for my image. I've always had like the blessing of. I'm gonna say I've always had the blessing of, and then Logan's gonna. Snowbird's gonna chime in.
We've all done it now. We all get one, and that's over. If I have to put up fucking name tags for us, I will.
So Snowbird's gonna fucking chime in saying like that I was always a pudgy kid, which is the absolute truth, and he's gonna laugh at me up for all eternity for that. But I'm at that comfortable stage right now to where like if I was to actually like flex my abdomen. Like it's pretty fucking solid.
I can actually do that as well. And I'm
I've got that. I've been told by multiple people, male and female, lots of different stories. Some of them pleasant, some of them not so much.
Most of the pleasant.
That I'm a comfortable person. Like people actually enjoy like cuddling me, hugging me, like laying on my chest or stomach. Like they just describe me with the adjective of comfortable. But on top of that, like if someone was to punch me in the stomach, it's not all just absolute fat. We're just gonna. Like, do a fucking jello thing where, like, I'm not gonna truffle shuffle their fist into my abdomen. Like, I can actually, like, solidify a little bit underneath, you know? I've got a six pack, it's just covered up by the keg.
Right. It's in its cardboard still. No, I will say this. In JJ's defense, yes, we did grow up together because he was kind of a pudgy kid, and I looked like I didn't eat anything for a year.
You were elf
when you
boy.
Look at when you look at pictures of JJ when he was in like 13 years old stage, it's not the stomach anybody's making fun of.
This is in my defense.
Your face got hit by puberty with like a fucking 2x4.
Really?
Dude, you've seen the pictures of you from Wings. You look abysmal. Like you look like the nerdiest
Urkel-ass
motherfucker ever if you were black.
I wanna put this out there for perspective then. If that's the case, then I want to say that I, like, skipped puberty pretty quickly. Because I remember in high school, I didn't have much of an acne problem. Whereas, like, we know some people who were definitely, like, pizza-faced. I'm not going to name names, yeah. But Logan knows it. Or Snowbird. That was my other one. What's my penalty?
Finish your drink and I pour you another one.
Oh, shit. Is it going to be that kind of a day?
Yeah, it is. Finish that shit. I want to see it go down that throat. Just like that 10-inch black dildo.
No. Just no. I mean, there are things I'm willing to do, but
okay.
That's not one of them.
Okay, so I like how they're all talking about, well, look, I mean, if I flex really fucking hard,
okay,
like my stomach's hard, but guess what? With me, I'm comfortable because guess what? I know I'm fat, but fat is the new cool cat. I'm going with that. Ha! I did that. See, I rhyme like
okay,
I can now
so
be. I am as good as Usher now.
I'm actually not gonna argue that one.
Wayne, you repeat that that statement to yourself every night in the mirror until it becomes reality. It'll take
reality.
About 5 minutes.
Fat is the new cool cat. Can we put that on a T-shirt?
I just said that.
Is that a T-shirt now? Fat is the new cool cat.
Yeah,
the backside says, "I just said that."
That'll be our second merch shirt.
Yeah.
It'll be almost as popular as people like Graves.
I don't get it.
That's Rooster Teeth, man.
Okay, we're gonna get copyright infringed if you keep doing this, and I'm gonna have to insist that you stop. Huge shout out to the Off Topic podcast. We love you guys. We love the Rooster Teeth podcast. We're not trying to mimic you. We worship the ground you walk on, and we're just trying to follow in your stead.
I mean, like,
I know, and
it's about as bad as Mark and Jack quoting Gangrams all the time.
Well, what I will say is, every time you like when I watch shit from like Let's Play Live or RTX Live videos.
Actually, I kind of want to go back.
They constantly
to because I've got this that I want to upgrade.
Especially Jeff from Achievement Hunter, he gets a question all the time, like, "How do I get the job of being an Achievement Hunter?"
I don't really ever use Brains at all.
But Jeff Ramsey always gets the question, "You know, how do I join Rooster Teeth?" And he's like, "You know, you can apply and all that, but we really encourage you to go do your own shit."
Yeah,
you know, build
Bernie does the same thing.
So, like, this is just what we're doing, guys. We're doing our own thing, and we just if we quote you guys, it's out of deep respect and love.
We're trying to take you over.
No. Ever.
Like, I don't think that anybody could possibly even do that by now. Like, they've got how many shows? Like, 12?
Have you seen the pilot for Achievement Hunter yet?
The pilot for Achievement Hunter?
Haunter? They did a ghost hunting kind of thing.
Oh,
and
no.
And it's fucking fantastic.
Okay, we're going to need to do some more Runestones, because I've literally got 16.
Oh, my gosh. Runestones.
I mean, do you want to skip that step?
No, we can do it. It's fine.
No. I'm just saying, like, okay, so we're playing Dark Alliance 2, as Snowbird said. And we, first off, before we even really began the game, we did a crack ton of what I like to call boosting ourselves up. It's not cheating. We did not put in a cheat code.
They used the game mechanics the way the game mechanics were designed.
Yeah, we broke the game. We broke the game. And it's fine. I don't know if you guys know how to do it, but it's very complicated, but once you figure it out, it's super easy, and you'd be surprised how much...
Okay, guys, it's literally just, like, dropping items and then load saving. Like, it's not that big a deal. So, yeah, we just duplicated a frick ton of gemstones, sold all of them, bought more gemstones... And use the gemstones to upgrade all of our armor and weapons, and now we're just super badasses.
Yeah, okay, our hands are glowing. I wish we could do video, but our hands are glowing. Like, we have Kamehamehas coming out of our hands.
And this is why we need to have supporters, have donators. We need the capture card for you guys. Help us help you. Donate today.
Donate today.
Wayne's laughing, but he's not wrong.
Go ahead and drop him, dude.
It's bad. Okay, let's see here. Where are these runes?
I'm not going to lie, JJ, that drink might be as strong as mine now.
Oh my gosh.
Granted, I think I could probably light my breath right now, but you might be just shy of it.
Oh my gosh, that... What are you doing?
I'm talking.
I need to pick up more.
What are you
tell
doing?
Tell me more.
Does he look like a bitch? For those of you, actually, we didn't say this in the last podcast, but I just recently watched Pulp Fiction again for, like, the third time in my entire life. But that meme, it came out, like, it spread through Facebook, like, wildfire. Was that all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. That meme spread through Facebook, like, frickin' wildfire. Samuel Jackson, just in the middle of frickin' Grease. And I don't know which is funnier, the fact that it fits so perfectly, or the fact that John Travolta's in both of them.
Yeah, that is funny.
Summer
Lovin' was a Grease song, right?
Summer Lovin', having a blast.
Yeah, I've never heard that song until I started going to karaoke bars, because I've never seen Grease.
What?
So, you've never seen Grease?
I can't.
The fuck is wrong with
okay,
you?
Okay, hang on, hang on.
Like
I do want to say, I give Logan... The benefit of the doubt in
you
the fact.
You call me that again.
Sorry.
Finish it. You did it.
No, I'm not drinking this whole fucking glass. I am not.
I want to see two good chugs then.
I did not mess up that bad. I did not.
You've done it three times. Yeah.
Bullshit.
I want to see
now let me chug them. Now let me chug these and let me say it again because then it'll sound better.
Damn right. Sound like I'm supposed to.
Tell me why so.
But no, anyway, okay, so first off, you need to see Grease.
No, I don't.
Dude, listen.
No, I want to say that Snowbird is a very...
I like musicals a lot.
He's a very theatrically intelligent, very very well-read, you know, very cultured kind of individual.
Awesome. There we go.
Here's
how I look at Grease, and this is why I will never watch it. It is the gayified version of The Outsiders.
I haven't seen The Outsiders.
No, I've seen The Outsiders.
You gotta give me shit about Grease.
Well, no,
you've
no,
never
no,
seen
no.
one of the most classic movies of all time.
Look, okay, first off, kind of, but at the same time...
But you get where I'm coming from with it.
Yeah, but they don't have the whole, like,
Greasers.
War and everything.
True,
and
I'm not saying that part. I'm not saying that part, but just, like, that whole theme of, like, 50s Greaser era kind of shit.
But
we're going to turn one of these Greasers into the most pussy-ass golden boy motherfucker.
But hey,
bullshit.
The musical composure, the musical composition, and also the dancing, and some of the storyline is actually very, very well. That's why Grease has survived as long. Like, they've redone Grease, I don't know how many times now. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, your kitty is in John's bedroom.
He's fine now.
Oh, snap?
What? Holy shit!
Hey guys, I just figured out a thing that happened. As I said, dude, if you want to put the pill in the way and just do that thing, that's cool.
Oh, he was doing that you whiny thing.
I just figured out something in Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 that I've never figured out before because apparently I'm just not very smart. When upgrading weaponry, I've done this to a shortbow just now. If you put runestones, rubies, and emeralds into a weapon, it goes from like regular upgrades to it combines them into a specialty upgrade. Normally the rubies will cause bleed damage to happen to your opponents, and the emeralds will do a percentage of the attack that you do will get transferred back as magic energy into yourself. But when you put them together, it creates a vampiric weapon, and the bonuses that it gives is that any damage inflicted adds both to your hit points and to your magic. And it's 25% at max, and I'm super freaking stoked, because I'm a cleric. Get off my back.
I'm really glad that's how long it took for you to get to
I know, right? Like, that took an entirely too long amount
of time. Oh, you guys go fuck yourselves.
I do every night at the Pornhub.
You fuck yourself? What, do you take his black rubber dildo and just...
Go to town?
Go to town?
How X-rated do you want to make this podcast?
Out of all the toys that I have, I don't have a fleshlight. Go figure.
I have one.
Why do you have one?
Overseas war. Not a lot of women out there, bro.
I mean, there are.
Man, but... the fleshlight. At least the fleshlight.
So wait. So my question is, okay, am I the only one in this room that doesn't have any kind of sex toy?
That's your problem.
Yeah, that sounds like you're just boring.
That sounds like a Wayne issue.
Wait. We just found the other merch shirt.
That sounds like a Wayne issue.
Yeah, a Wayne issue.
That sounds like a Wayne problem. I'm okay over it.
I mean, here's my thing on sex toys. It's not that I need them
to have
a successful night, but they do add an interesting flavor to things.
Flavor?
Yeah, it depends on what you use.
Oh, man.
I will say this. Flavored condoms are for oral only.
Really? Really?
Boy, do you not want to take a girl to a hospital with that kind of infection?
Oh! That sounds awful!
She had to say it aloud to a nurse in front of the whole fucking ER. It was a great experience.
I mean, so what seems to be the issue?
And it was like a comedy show moment where she's like, oh, you know, I kind of...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Could you speak up? I'm sorry, ma'am. You have to speak up if you have a problem. My problem is my boyfriend fucked me with a flavored condom. Right in front of the whole fucking ER. That's an odd old ladies, children, and God above looking at me, you bastard.
Oh. Hey, you know what you should have done? You should look at all and be like, hey, who's next?
Well, I think my immediate response to everybody is going to be, I'm like, what, you want to turn? Turn the fuck around.
Turn the fuck around and bend over. Man.
Like, how the fuck was I supposed to know?
Oh my gosh. Those are superior leather.
You know what I never got? The whole sounding thing.
What?
Hey, can you sell some of your gems?
Why?
So you can buy them.
Fine.
I need 136,000. So, if you sell just like 20 of your diamonds, that's more than enough.
Yeah, you can stop now, genius.
I just wanted to make sure.
We'll have some overhead.
Yeah, we'll have some overhead.
Because that's what we're worried about, right?
No, I truly, like, I don't understand the whole sounding thing where, like, dudes be putting wands and shit inside their dicks. Like,
hey, wait. What?
Wands inside their dicks?
It's called sounding. Like, they take, like, a stupid thin, like, stick thing and, like, shove it in their urethra.
What?
Sounding?
It's called sounding, yeah.
No, I'm good.
I know, right? Like, I'm so good over here not doing that. Like, I'm great. No judgment. But,
I thought that was called docking.
Is that what it's called? I don't fucking know.
I wouldn't want to know. That's the point.
That's my whole thing. Like, I don't know exactly what it's called, but I'm like,
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to be over here not doing that.
I will say this. I got hella drunk at a college party once.
That's a great way to start a story.
I don't know if you guys have ever tried the whole enema thing.
It depends on what you're talking about.
In a sexual sense. It's trippy.
It's trippy.
Okay, so I thought I would have to leave early to go pick up my daughter. My same future mother-in-law just saved me saying, don't worry, we'll get her. Awesome!
Are they mad? Or are they just
no,
the, hey,
she sent
this.
Me a smiley face.
Oh, okay.
Because she was like, are we getting Isabel? And I was like, well, you can or I can. It's up to you. And she's like, we'll get her. I was like, okay, thank you.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, like, I don't want to get in trouble.
No. I'm already in trouble. When I'm... Okay, for those of you listening, if you do not have a girlfriend, which...
Keep it that way.
No, I'm saying that.
Wrong, and that's why
but if you get a girlfriend and you move in with her and she has a kid, be prepared to always be wrong. In fact, whenever you're wrong, you're wrong, and whenever you're right,
you're
still
wrong.
Wrong.
Okay, let me put this into a more delicate sense of things. Whenever you get into a relationship, be prepared to just be wrong. You're wrong.
That's for our males out there.
Yeah, that's for the males. Like,
okay,
the females,
for the females who may or may not be listening to us going, you guys are a bunch of misogynists, it's because we worship the ground you walk on, and because we know you guys hold all the keys to all the kingdoms. And if we tried it, we just end up sleeping on the couch.
Yeah,
and
so...
ends up being a losing argument.
Yeah, so...
The only way to win an argument with you is not to get into one. Okay, I respect that.
Okay, let me point this out to you, though. Like, I would say that from a standpoint of like a cultural base from society, I think that there's a reason for that happening, being that there has been such a direct direct correlation between like, you know, women aren't supposed to have their place in the workplace. Their place is supposed to be at home, and if they're the ones who are supposed to be the home takers and the caregivers and the family providers and all that stuff, they're supposed to be the experts, you know? No? Not yet.
Just checking.
Just don't burn your eyebrows off, bro.
Been there.
So, multiple times. I'm going to sell these because they're not worth enough. I just checked in to...
Finish your thought. You're on a podcast. Yeah.
Okay, so, the,
Wow, I got drunk really fast.
Oh my god. You got me drunk really fast! Fuck you! So,
No,
you know, the women are supposed to be the home takers and the caregivers and all that stuff, so they're supposed to be the experts on it, you know, and especially, like, they're supposed to be spending all their time at home or whatever. Are you really going to argue with them? It's like, it was supposed to be the man's job to be the provider, but he was also supposed to find a mate and raise a family that way, have the stereotypical family-centric white picket fence kind of life. Then you had to have the woman in the house, and she had to take care of the family. You argue with her, you lose that, you end up being the drunk single guy living alone with this fucking cat.
Or drunk single
Sorry,
guy Stuart. Alone with his cat and his,
drunk roommate.
And their best friend.
My life.
And our good friend,
slightly less drunk.
Slightly very less drunk.
Yeah, Wayne is... I will give credit to Wayne, you know, it's not that he's judging us, and it's not that he's, like, anti-liquor, he just, you know, he's smarter than we are.
Okay, but what...
In this regard.
Okay, but what
that
I'll
being
say...
said, this is taking place in our home, JJ's and mine, and we don't feel the need to be as restricted about the drinking, because we're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Right? So, what I will say now is that, now that we're in, you know, we're in the 21st century, and it's 2018, and everybody's got rights, or more rights now, sorry.
Wow. Way to alienate whatever three listeners we have.
Right? Jeez.
Wow.
There's still a lot of progression to be made, but there's been a lot of progress already made. That's what I'm saying. And with that, I will say, if you leave room for discussion, if you leave room for conversation, if you don't walk into a conversation looking for a fight, first off, you're probably not going to get one. And second off, if you're willing to actually open up your ears and listen to what the other person's, not what their words aren't exactly saying, but what they're trying to put behind the words. Because oftentimes if someone's, like, getting angry about something, there's, like, something behind it that they're really trying to express, but their emotions are sort of creating a really stupid person filter, you know?
That's so, called being male.
That's called, well, I mean, it's kind of being human in general, because, you know, here I am putting myself up on a freaking crucifix, but the same thing happens.
Can I try some hot macaroni and cheese?
Sure. I would say that right now it's cold and a bit bland because of that, but it's not bad.
I do not care.
So, but women have the same issue, because we're all freaking human, you know? So, you know, men, don't walk in and try and be Mr. Big Billy Badass, first off, because you'll end up in the fucking doghouse, genius.
Yes.
And second off, because if you listen to what she's saying, she's more than likely trying to save your ass from your stupid-ass self. Women, I don't think that he'll ever save your ass from your stupid-ass self, but he might actually have something genuine, like maybe one trinket of sparkling, shiny thing that might actually help you feel like being a better person. Because normally, I think that that's mostly what men actually try and do. They really try and build up their partner. They're just really stupidly aggressive about it, so you feel like you're getting attacked.
Or you feel like that really they just, a lot of women feel like guys, like we just blow off stuff. No, we don't blow it off, we actually do have a brain.
We just prefer to use it and actually take time to, you know, internalize and think about it before we just shoot our mouths off. Let us do it. When we're being quiet, it means we're actually listening. It's not that we're not paying attention. It means we're desperately trying not to make the situation worse.
Okay, I'm going to put the caveat to that, that if he's sitting there and he's playing, you know, FIFA or NFL or Baldur's Gate, if he's playing a video game or watching a movie or something, he's like, uh-huh, yeah, totally.
Do yourself the favor and turn it off.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit. He's not paying attention. But if he's sitting there, like, staring at you, like, almost glaring, but he hasn't said anything.
That's because we're hurting ourselves trying to think.
Yeah, he's confused to the point where, like, you can hear the gears grinding and the smoke coming out of his ears. Like let that be a thing. Let him try and actually be a smart person. Don't...
Why did this fucking turn into Dr. fucking Phil, by the way? When we got JJ drunk.
Your fault. Yeah. You had me do the challenge.
This is not my fault. You broke the rule.
You're the one who made the rule. Give me my green thing over there, the green orange thing. I'm sorry, I didn't want to openly, publicly state what I'm about to do, even though it needs to be done.
He's about to groom himself in the podcast. But since it's an audio-only podcast, it fucking cares.
Yeah. So...
Wayne's over there eating mac and cheese, like, very audio-friendly podcast.
But should we turn this into a friggin' ASMR podcast, just have right. Wayne lean up close to the phone and be like...
this is going to make a lot of people, including the people in the room, mad. I am not a huge fan of ASMR. I think they're garbage, and I think they're crappy entertainers.
I wouldn't say that. It's just like, I'm just going to say I don't get it. I get the concept... But, like, hearing a lot of those noises in my ears just is irritating to me. Like, it's not, like, it doesn't give me, like, this ooh, shivers or whatever. It's just kind of like, I would not want this to be, if I wouldn't want it in an actual conversation, if I wouldn't want to hear it in real life, I'm not going to want to hear it over the internet.
Yeah, this goes out to you guys, ASMR. Here's my thing.
Good on you?
No. The people you think you're entertaining are the same people that rational men want to punch in the face every day.
Oh, come on, man.
That is who your clientele base is. The people that normal, decent people want to assault.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that is
so
the opinion.
Feel good about yourselves. That's my opinion of Snowbird.
The opinions of Snowbird do not reflect the opinions of all others during the podcast.
There's the other merch shirt. Brent will just say disclaimer and the rest of it will be on the back.
But no, I... yeah, I don't know why this term... Hey, JJ.
Yes?
Are you about ready to play again? Like, I've been jumping around the same spot for, like...
20 minutes.
10 minutes. I'll say 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm drunk, so time's
but,
relevant.
But right now,
time's
I'm imagining
relevant.
My hands...
We're not going there in a podcast.
My hands, I'm focusing on them, and they literally look like they're about to, like, blow off my arms. Like, kind of like that South Park episode we watched, JJ.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Gluten. Gluten-free.
Gluten.
So, in case anyone hasn't watched that episode,
I can't even remember what that was. It was like...
How could you not remember their dicks flying off because they had too much gluten?
No, I remember the dicks flying off. I just don't remember what the solution to it was. It was like... It was like gluten wasn't the problem.
No, they had a
I don't know if I'm drunk, dumb, or just checked hard out and wasn't paying attention to something, but I just hear something about dicks flying off.
Yeah, there's a South Park episode.
Really bounced out of the conversation for a minute, I guess.
There's a South Park episode where they're like, gluten isn't really that bad for you, it's just, you know, wheat byproduct. And they had the scientist come to South Park to explain it all, and he actually dilutes, like, he takes some bread and dilutes it down into, like, just pure gluten. And one of the guys in the car was like, if it's not harmful, then drink it. And he goes, okay, I don't see why not. So he drinks it, and all of a sudden he starts spazzing out, his skin becomes necrotic, and his dick flies off like a rocket.
Yeah.
That's why. That's the way you think gluten allergists think they are.
And I'm pretty sure
like,
that's...
truly, when you talk to people who have a gluten allergy, you'd think it's apocalypse
it's...
now if they, like, smell bread.
Actually, it's kind of almost like a ton of people who still think the world is flat.
God, I don't get those people. Like, people in the Earth is flat, get off my fucking podcast, because you are obviously not a smart enough individual to be hearing this.
Did anybody ever see that article about the guy who actually built, like, his own... He built a man-made, single-person rocket himself to launch himself off of the face of the planet to prove that the Earth was flat? I have no idea how that turned out, and I want to know. super badly. Because like, the thing didn't even have... I'm pretty sure this thing didn't even have a windshield on it.
All I'm going to say is if a person is dumb enough to believe the Earth is flat, I don't imagine that person building a rocket ended well. I imagine it ended quickly, but I don't imagine it ended well.
That's why I want to know. I'm like, where did it land?
Did he?
How bad was the accident?
I don't think it got off the ground is what I'm saying. I think he added jet fuel to a fucking Tesla and blew himself up.
No, I mean, there were pictures. Like, there was a cover photo of him sitting in the rocket. It just looked like fucking Jimmy Neutron's rocket from the goddamn cartoon show.
Yeah. Well, only somebody who still watches Jimmy Neutron as an adult.
Neutron. Got a blast.
Okay, I love Jimmy Neutron as a kid, but I'm just going to be honest here. As an adult, there were so many errors with Jimmy Neutron, it's not even funny. And
well, for one, they went into space, they didn't have any helmets. So let's just talk about that
Beyond
one for a
Beyond that, what I'm saying is, you got this kid who's building, like, advanced tech. I mean, in the first episode, I can't remember if it was the movie or the first
Drink
episode
Ray?
Of the show. Like, he literally throws a bunch of fucking clams in a special microwave that pops pearls out.
I think that was the, I think that was the movie. I think
if you can do that kind of shit, every college in the circular globe-ass planet we live on, yes, you flat earthers, the globe, get the fuck over it. You got globes underneath your fucking dick, we live on a globe. It's all a circle. That being said, if you can do all that kind of mechanical shit, and you can build your own rocket ship and your own mechanical, intelligent goddamn dog, every college on the fucking planet is going to be clamoring for your ass. They're not going to let you have bullshit adventures in bumfuck nowhere Michigan.
Honestly, you want to...
Like, the government's going to kidnap your ass, and you're going to be building the next generation of robots. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, earnestly, my one question to Flat Earthers is, like, just explain gravity to me. Just explain gravity to me, please. Please. Or explain the tweet. Explain the tweet that we saw from... Who was it? Elon Musk? He said, hey, Flat Earthers, if they're, you know, why isn't there a Flat Mars Society? And then the Flat Earthers actually responded by saying, well, you see, unlike Earth, Mars has actually been observed to be round.
No, my favorite one to this day, and yes, we're just going to go hard on Flat Earthers for a minute. My favorite one to this day is, Flat Earthers are all around the world unite. And I think it was Elon Musk, it was Neil deGrasse Tyson, was like,
say that again.
Stop and say that again.
Slowly. It was, There are plenty of flat earthers who believe,
you know what I believe?
There are flat earthers who believe in the same philosophy all around the globe. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, something like that. I will say this.
Can we check the time?
Yeah.
On the...
You know what? Right. 13 minutes shy of the end of the podcast. I will say this about flat earthers. You know what I believe they are, truly, what I believe they are?
What's that?
Scientologists that Scientology kicked out. Like, people were so bad shit crazy that Scientology was like, okay, we're idiots.
I mean, actually, do you want to know what's really sad?
Any theory...
Yes, it is. Moving on.
Any theory in science is just a theory. So, here's something if you really want to talk about being screwy. It's all about... Maybe flat earthers believe in the whole, it's just a perception kind of thing. Like, just because you see something doesn't actually mean it's true reality. Maybe they believe, you know, and people, even to this day, people still dispute gravity because it's really only a theory. It has never been proven.
I mean, how do you prove it?
I mean, you don't. But see, that's the thing. It's a theory.
You know what I really look at, the difference between science and, like, for example, faith. You know what I say the difference between science and faith is? Faith is blind. Science, like, somebody was actually objective enough to say, okay, this is plausible, but let's test it. Even if it's not a realistic test, even if, you know, you can't actually run a real test that actually is conclusive, at least the effort was made. People
right.
who believe in faith, and I'm just going to say this right now, if you hadn't guessed from fucking Snowbird, I'm a pagan and a hippie.
Very mean hippie.
So I'm going to take a shot at Christianity right now. More so the blind faith Christians than the open-minded ones. Like, in the Bible, I can't remember what the verse is. I'd have to look it up. But the Bible verse actually says you are not supposed to ask questions or...
Yeah, don't ask
questions.
Question
the nature of God. Like, just fucking listen to me and do what you're told. The difference is, you guys just do that. has read a book that men wrote, by the way, and we don't have enough time on this podcast episode for me to go there, but you read a fucking book written by men who heard voices in their head and wrote it down and you believe it.
Okay, can I?
I'm not done.
Okay.
And you're blind. You're blind to it. You just do what it says and you go with it, right? Science at least took the effort to say, okay, we came up with this idea. This popped into our heads. Let's test it. Let's see if we can make this work in real life. Like, let's not just go blindly and say, oh yeah, physics matters. Gravity's a thing. No, let's go actually see if this works. Let's challenge the status quo. Let's see what's happening here. That's the difference to me.
If someone donates over $50,000 to us, I will do something very crazy.
Use your brain.
Damn.
I will actually jump off a 100-foot cliff.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Well, you've got a safety net.
Hmm?
You've got a safety net.
Yeah, I know what my safety net is.
Faith.
No. He's had a conversation with his. That's not faith, that's conversation.
But
correspondence.
Jesus,
oh.
Take the wheel!
In case people don't know, I'm also a pagan, but I'm not a hippie. I don't even know why Snowbird said he's a hippie, because he's probably the most unpeaceful hippie I've ever met in my damn life.
Totally peaceful.
You are not peaceful.
Dude. Don't fuck with him. It's what he asks. He's peaceful as long as you don't fuck with
him. Okay, you know how the Wiccan read is, do no harm.
Do as you will, harm not.
That one?
Yeah.
There's a different one that we follow as old school witches.
Which it is.
Do no harm, but take no shit. That's what a real witch's read is. We're hippies, but it's like, we don't cause bullshit, but don't bring it to us, because we can bring it worse. I got magic on my side, motherfucker. But don't fuck with us, and it ain't gonna be a problem.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
legitimately, that's the whole
thing
about being a hippie. Like, man, we just trying to have good vibes and good things, and be fucking with our shit. There's no reason to.
Remarkable.
Okay, what time are we at?
Gotta be about 50 minutes.
Huh? You said 13 minutes last time.
Yeah, 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
That's how time works, Jeff. Oh, shit.
Are we out?
No.
What? How much we got?
5?
You got 10 minutes. I said your name, so far. We got 9 minutes.
Ah!
I finished my drink. I own my shit. I said his name. I'm just gonna bust our balls here for a second. So we've been making fun of each other, calling each other by different names. I have a Christian name that was given to me by my dipshit parents many years ago. It's Logan. JJ's got a similar situation where his name was John. He prefers JJ because that's who he is. And Wayne's a dipshit, so Wayne's going with Wayne. Wayne's real name is Clint. We don't know why Clint's nickname suddenly became Wayne, because I've never heard that used with you ever. But suddenly you've decided that's
maybe,
a nickname, so I'll deal with it.
Maybe mine should be like Eastwood or something.
Eastwood?
Yeah.
Because that's so much better than Wayne.
What does it point to the left?
What?
Ha!
No.
Your wood is in the feet east, so it faces the west.
Oh, I gotcha. No, see, like...
I'm just saying.
In case people don't know, I'm actually very,
handsome.
I don't know. Conservative would be a bit too strong for me.
He's a right-leaning libertarian.
There you go. I'm a right-leaning libertarian. So that means a lot of people either hate me, or they disagree with me, or they call me a bigot. So,
which I've said frequently in the last couple of minutes that I'm a pagan hippie. Ironically, I'm a left-leaning, politically I'm a left-leaning libertarian. So I think that's why he and I get along, because we are both very non-extremist and
somewhere in the middle
swing, you know, like, obviously Wayne's a little bit of a right-winger, but he's not, like, a psychotic right-winger. Obviously, I lean a little bit left, but I'm not going nuts shit Hillary Clinton mode.
Oh, wait, I got a song this year. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary.
No.
Wet water.
I'm going to end this podcast with a question that will not get answered for probably another month before we start getting listeners. For all you hard left-leaning people that will listen to this or not, what the fuck shit were you smoking with Bernie Sanders? Seriously? if you actually thought for a minute he would be anything other than the complete dunce cap of a president that we all think Trump is, you've lost your shit.
No, see, that's
man
an opinion.
Doesn't know
that's
his
an
economics.
Opinion.
That man doesn't know his economics, but better than a 2-year-old. Like, truly,
remarkable
Bernie Sanders
picture.
Just doesn't have a fucking clue how income or money works because he lied his ass off to every one of you college dick-sucking liberals.
Oh.
And that is the reason why he lost.
And
if
that's
you think
how we're
it's
gonna
because
lose
of the political... If you think it's because of political corruption, the only people corrupt are you.
Hey, Snowbird.
Go back to your fucking home ec
Snowbird.
Class and figure your lives out.
How drunk are you, Snowbird?
Barry.
Snowbird, we probably shouldn't post this video.
We love all of our viewers?
We love every single one of our viewers because they are the ones that's eventually going to help us get our equipment. They're the ones that's going to be listening to us, and they're the ones that are going to be using the time out of their day, whatever they're doing, whether they're working or singing or sighing or drinking or using the restroom. And we love all of our listeners.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Be good to each other and at least listen to each other and don't turn it into a screaming match. Be good people. Listen to each other. Be intelligent.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to end this on a high note.
Dirty multi-classing.